The internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, as I bring you the 10th message in this series of 52 on what the Bible says, 52 message on what the Bible says. Now, you know, I'm just touching the high spots. Almost any one of these things that I've said, I could have given you 52 messages on one point, but I want to give you a general view of these 52 messages, what the Word of God says. Remember now, what I've been telling you before, the issue today is the Bible, the Word of God. That's the issue. Not what men say about the Bible. What the Bible says about itself. Is the Bible the Word of God, or does it just contain the Word of God? Now, the old-time Orthodox people believe the Bible is the Word of God. Bob Jones University is founded upon that fundamental truth. Whatever the Bible says, that's so. Orthodox Bible-believing Christians all over the world believe it. As I've told you before, there was a time you could tell what a man believed if you know what church he belonged to, but you can't anymore. An Orthodox Baptist, or an Orthodox Methodist, an Orthodox Presbyterian, an Orthodox Independent are much closer together than a Modernistic Baptist, an Orthodox Baptist, a Modernistic Methodist, an Orthodox Methodist, a Modernistic Presbyterian, an Orthodox Presbyterian. Now that's clear, isn't it? All right. Now I want to talk to you on the subject now. What does the Bible say about the Holy Spirit? Now I know there's a mystery here. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You know, you can tell them what the Bible says. And you can try to explain it clearly, but it's very hard to understand the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I talked to you about what the Bible said about God in a previous message, and I told you what it said about Jesus in a previous message. I'm going to tell you now what it says about the Holy Ghost, just boiled down briefly. This is what it says. The Bible makes it plain that the Holy Spirit is a person. When we read about the Holy Spirit, the personal pronouns used, he, over and over again. The Bible makes it plain that the Holy Spirit is a person at work. He's at work in this world. Now, Jesus Christ has gone back to heaven at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. He's coming again to receive us. Before he went away, he said he'd pray to the Father, and the Father would send us another comforter that could be with you forever. The Holy Spirit is with you if you're a Christian. Jesus prayed, and on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came down. So the Holy Spirit is in this world. This is the stage of his operations. His first work in this world is to convict men of sin. He's the author of the Bible. He uses the Word of God to stir the hearts of men. Listen, any movement that undermines faith in the Bible is not the work of the Holy Spirit, it's the work of the devil. Now, I say that deliberately. And I won't tell you, according to my understanding of the Bible, that blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is to attribute the work of the Holy Spirit to the devil. And you, I'd go awfully careful about this thing if I were you. Now, wait a minute. The Holy Spirit never plays the Word of God down. The Holy Spirit exalts Christ. He takes the things of Jesus and shows them unto us. All this movement today that would trim Jesus down, deny his virgin birth, or deny the blood atonement, or deny some other fundamental truth or doctrines of Christ, all those movements are of the devil. The devil does that, not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit exalts him. Holy Spirit's in this world to convict men of sin. The Bible makes that plain. When he has come, he'll reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me, see? He's in this world to convict men of sin. He uses the Word. He's the author of the Bible. He never goes against the Word of God. We have an inspired book, a God-breathed book. All Scripture give him inspiration. Holy Spirit's the author. He moved the men. They wrote as they were moved. All right. Now, he uses the Word to convict men of sin. His presence in the world holds back to some extent the force of evil. This world cannot completely go to hell as long as there are some Christians in it indwelt by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's restraining power. He hinders and will hinder till he be taken out of the way, the Bible says. All right? Holy Spirit convicts of sin. Then the Holy Spirit represents Jesus Christ, exalts him as the only Savior, holds him up, points to him. What must I do to be saved? He doesn't say join the church. He doesn't say turn a new leaf. Holy Spirit doesn't say do a little better than you've been doing. Holy Spirit points to Jesus. He's the only Savior. Just as John pointed when he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So the Holy Spirit points to Jesus. You better watch out. If you don't mind, you'll put something in place of Jesus. Whenever you begin to put baptism or the church or something else in the place of Jesus, I'm not saying against the church if it's the right kind of church or baptism either. I'm not saying against that. I'm saying you better be careful. When you exalt anything above Jesus Christ, you're in great danger. You better go slow about it. You know, I think about so many times, if a man's the right kind of Christian, when you're with him, you think of Jesus. Because our business is exalting. God's highly exalted him. Our business is magnifying, exalting. All right. Now, he convicts of sin. That's the first thing he does. Then he points to Christ. He recommends the only physician that can do anything for a sinner. There's salvation in no other name except the name of Jesus Christ. So let's get it all boiled down now so you can understand. He's a person. The personal pronouns used. The things predicated of the Holy Spirit could not be predicated in influence. It's possible to grieve. It's possible to vex him. It's possible to lie to him. You can't grieve an influence. You can't lie to an influence. Holy Spirit's a person, just as much of a person as you are. A person is a self-conscious being with a free will. Holy Spirit's a person. He hasn't your human form, but he's a person. We say a person, you think of a human being. Well, the Holy Spirit's a person, but he hasn't your form. All right. He's in this world to convict men of sin. He's in this world to represent Jesus. Then what happens? We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The moment that I become a Christian, I have upon me a divine mark. I'm sealed by the Holy Ghost. You know, we Christians are in transit. You know, our citizenship's in heaven. We're passing through this world. We don't belong here. Our home's up yonder. But as we pass through the world, we're in a strange land. But God Almighty has put his stamp upon us. If you are a born-again child of God, God's marked you. It's his own. Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells every Christian. You don't have to ask the Holy Ghost to come into you if you're saved. He's already in you. It's one thing for him to be in you. It's another thing for him to sit on the throne of your heart and rule your life. You ought to give everything over to him. You ought to be yielded completely to him, dedicated to him. But if you're a Christian, you have him in you. If he's not in you, then you're not saved. You're lost. You're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. All right, what else? He points to Jesus. He helps us to understand the Bible. He brings to our remembrance. So often I come across things in the Bible, and I don't quite understand. I pray about it, and the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance so many wonderful things. So the Bible makes it plain. Now the Holy Spirit moved men to write it. The whole Bible speaks of Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, and that's God the Holy Ghost. You don't understand the Trinity? I don't either. I don't claim to understand it. I don't claim to fathom it. But you know, I know things that I can't understand. I might know a bank and a banker without knowing much about banking, see. I might know there's money that you can deposit there and money you can get there. And you might make a loan there. There are things about the Bible that are too deep for me to understand. I'm not supposed to. You know, there are things there that I'll understand someday. As I grow older, I understand more and more now. But I can't understand all of it. But I know this is true. As I'm sitting at the microphone now, delivering this message, the Holy Spirit, the one that, he's God. He's the third person in the Trinity. He's God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He's in my body. I have in my body the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You do too if you're a Christian. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. And someday he'll quicken our mortal bodies. When Jesus comes, if we're saved, we'll meet him in the air. If we're not saved, it'll be terrible. But if we are saved, we'll meet him in the air. And our bodies will be quickened. If we die, he'll raise us from the dead. Isn't it wonderful that God tells us all this? Do you know you could have this and not know it? I've known a great many Christians that had the Holy Spirit in them, but they'd never been taught about it. They'd been born again. They were saved. And as they were going through the world, God marked them and gave them the Holy Spirit. Did you ever see warehouses where you had bales of cotton? Many of them up there all piled up, and You look at those bales of cotton, and all of them had a little something marked on the end, somebody's signature or some marking. You know why? Those bales of cotton in transit. They're going to load them on cars and take them away in transit. You know, Christians, you and I are in transit. We don't belong here, see? Our citizenship's in heaven, the Bible says. We look for the Lord Jesus who shall change the vile body, our vile body, the bodies of our humiliation, be fashioned like his glorious body. We're on our way home. Someday we're going to be with him. But God keeps us well marked. He showed us the road, the Holy Spirit did. What is the road? Jesus is the way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. The Holy Spirit said, this is the road. Get on the road now and keep going. This is the road. This is Jesus' highway. It's a narrow road. It's a narrow, you can't take your sins along, but it's a good enough highway to go to heaven. Plenty of room for all that want to go. So we go this way. We wouldn't have known about Jesus if we hadn't had a Bible. And the Holy Spirit would not have had to point us to Jesus and convicted us of sin. Oh, yes, I never forget when I knew I was a sinner. Read the Bible and feel so guilty before God. And as a little boy, slip out in the woods and pray. Say, oh, God, if I'm not too big a sinner, forgive me. I didn't understand the Holy Spirit was moving on my heart. You don't have to understand it, but it's nice to know it. And know it, we are sealed by the Holy Ghost. We're on our way home. We're going to be with the Lord someday. We're going to see him, be like him. I hope you're a Christian. I hope you've been born again. I hope you're a child of God. Are you? Have you ever said, yes, I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. I'm lost. Can't save myself. And I trust you, Jesus. And then you turn to him and trust him, and he saved you. Isn't that wonderful? Now you're not alone. He said, I'm with you always, even into the age. He's with you now in the presence of the Holy Spirit, going along the road with you. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian and know we're saved and know we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit? And we wouldn't know it if the Bible didn't tell us. I might be happy sometime, but I wouldn't know why I feel so happy if the Bible didn't tell me that. About the fruit of the Spirit, too, if I had time to discuss with you. Now get your Bible down and go read it. Find out what the Bible says about Jesus, what it says about God the Father, what it says about sinners, what it says about the Holy Spirit, what it says about how to be saved. May the Spirit of God lead you. Our Father, hear us as we pray for all who listen. And those that may listen in days to come, may the Spirit of God woo them, and may they trust you and live for you. We thank thee for the guiding hand of God in our lives. Someday we're going to see you, Jesus. And we won't have to walk by faith then. We'll walk by sight, but it's by faith now. Keep us faithful for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.